The third chamber is for enchantment. Enchantment is the creation of effects in the world using spells. A spell is a representation of what you want to happen, made into a form which does not directly remind the conscious mind of what it is you want. The reason for this is that conscious wishes are not particularly effective for reasons too complex to elucidate here. However, subconscious wishes are tremendously more effective. Thus, when designing a spell, the magician makes something that appears meaningless or nonsensical to his conscious mind, but which stimulates the real desire in his subconscious. For example, he may state his desire and then jumble up the syllables into a mantra, or write out the desire and compound the desire into an incomprehensible sigil. Alternatively, the magician may make a pictorial or solid image and stylize it so heavily that it does not immediately suggest its purpose. In every case, the aim is to create something which the conscious mind can concentrate on without being reminded of the actual desire. At the same time, the subconscious will be stirred to act magically because the process of creating the spell is remembered by the subconscious, and this connects with the actual desire. To cast the spell, all that is required is that the magician concentrates on visualizing the spell with great intensity without thinking about the desire that it represents. Remember, when using an image of a person, for example, in astral or other forms of magic, that the image, which is ritually healed or wounded or whatever, should not bear too much likeness to the target, although in the process of its construction, a subconscious link is established with the target. When ritually treating the image, the magician must concentrate only on the image without becoming conscious of whom it represents. In practice, the magician will usually create a spell image for use in the enchantment chamber before he begins the Thonos Rite.